we're holding here in Amud Kuf Gimel Kuf Nun, where he speaks about, yesterday we saw about the fact that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in Klal Yisrael special was that they are Echad Kineged, you know, Zelu Masel Klal Yisrael's Echad. Now he goes through a few of the pratim of the Korban Pesach, which have, where do you see in Korban Pesach these tchunis of Echad and so on? V'chein, he says, we're holding, actually earlier, we're holding in the Kuf Mem Tes, or Kuf Mem Ches actually. Ki hoya mitzvahs, Kuf Mem Ches on left side. First thing is, you see that the carbon was unusual in other carbonis, that it was not cut up into different pieces. It was on one spit, everything. In other words, things that are split are not echad, meaning it's perceived as being bits and pieces and parts. The Rambam, when he speaks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, he says one of the points of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus we have to believe in is it is a unity not in the sense of pieces strung together, like a federation. Like the United States is not really united, it's not one, it's a lot of pieces. So it's mitzvah to something, but it's not one entity. So one thing is that the carbon itself was not cut, but it was one. So everything about it, the Korban Pesach, the way it was prepared, was not pieces, but as a complete a little sheep, and it was eaten in one place. It's 1 year old. Also, not a few segments of, you know, 2 years. So all of that is part of the of that achdus. The why? A sheep, a cow comes across big, heavy, with folds of fat, as if there's segments to it. A sheep is more one. And Klai Yisrael is considered Tsep Zur Yisrael, Lomun Yisrael, Tsep Masse, Imoloike Bech Nevor, Kulo Magish, Af Yisrael Echad Choyde Kulo Magishin, She Och Noy Echad Vechot Rosa Magishin. In other words, Klai Yisrael has a characteristic that if anybody does an Aveira, all of Klai Yisrael suffers because of it. If anybody in Klai Yisrael suffers, everybody feels it. There's a very interesting interesting pshat in the Chazal when Baylis in the early 1900s, I think 1911 maybe, there was a trial in Russia. They tried a Jew for they tried a Jew for blood libel, and the world shook. They Russia had miscalculated terribly, and the whole world was aghast at it, and Jews from all over sent money for the trial and to hire a very good lawyer and rabbis from all over. It was a major event, and the trial became also somewhat of an issue about Judaism in general. And one of the things that they questioned was, the Gemara says, Atem Kriyim Adam, Klai Yisrael is called Adam, and not the Umis Olam, which sounds as if there is some, you know, it's, we're degrading them or something. So I think the one who answered was of Maza, he was the Rav of Maska, if I have it correct. He said, maybe the Panovich Rav is the one sent in that answer. He said the following. He said, you don't ever find that they'll put one Ukrainian on trial and all the Ukrainians in the whole world will unite and send in money and so on and so forth. He said, Klai Yisrael is called Adam singular Lashon. In other words, Klai Yisrael is one. you put a Jew on trial somewhere in the middle of Russia, and a Jew from Australia will send in money to help the lawyer and so on and so forth. So Klal Yisrael is called a seh for both sides. If part of Klal Yisrael, if one person does not veira, everyone suffers, because I can't say, well, it's him, not me. Klal Yisrael is one unit. And the second thing is that Klal Yisrael also feels for each other. The sheep is thin and not so heavy, which are much heavier, fatter animals, more meatier, so it's like different parts. You slap the right side, the left side doesn't feel it so strongly. Klal Yisrael is ruchnius, not so chomri. Amadregosa madrega ruchnius aloikis, ulefikoch echot choite bekulam leikim. Kia madrega zisloitis chalek vachilu gutzadachoime. In other words, things being separate entities is always mitzad the choime, not mitzad the ruchnius part of it. Vezesh et siva she korma ze set tomim. It's also tomim. Kia tmimus ishlemus and achtus. Kia chsivoya mishkan echot. When it says Voya Mishkan Echad, it means the Mishkan became one entity. But let's talk a little bit about this. The Maral is equating Shlemus to Achdus. When it says in the Pasuk Voya Mishkan Echad, means and the Mishkan becomes completed with it. Why does it use the word Echad? So the morale's intention, the thrust is like this. When I have, when I'm playing, let's take a Lego set. I have a Lego set, and I'm building something with it. I don't know, I'm building a ship. So as long as the ship is not complete, then all I have is Lego pieces. I have 10 pieces, 20 pieces. I've attached 30 pieces of Lego. When I put the last piece in and I have the ship, I now have a ship. I can say, I can cheat a little bit, and before I finish it, I can say I have a half a ship, a quarter of a ship. But Be'etzim, when you have something like the Mishkan, a Mishkan is a makom, that's the place, makom avoda. If you're missing one piece that's crucial, you don't have a Mishkan. So what do I have? I have shulchanis, and I have aronos, and I have mizbechas, and I have sheets, and I have rods and sticks. Every piece that I have there is a piece that I have, because there's no one word that can be mitzarefet. What is it? Well, it's not a mishkan, so it's just a lot of pieces put together. When I put the last piece in, it becomes a mishkan. It makes the transition from the pieces and the components to the thing itself. So therefore, the V'hoya Mishkan Echad means it became complete. When the Mishkan became complete, it stopped being Krashim and Yerios and Kaloyim. It became Mishkan. Upirusha Shehoya Sholem, when it was completed, Ozei Nechshav Echad. Sharei Chelek Eino Sholem and Echad B'dov Zemivu. So here you also have the word Echad, the fact that it has to be a set tomim. Tmimus, the shlemus, is part of the oneness. It's when I have something that, when a person has very symmetrical features, I notice the person. I say, oh, here is this person. If a person has some outstanding feature, a scar, or something shaped differently, or whatever it is, I focus on that thing and I say, oh, you know, he comes in with a limp, he comes in with a long nose, he comes in with the strange color eyes, whatever it is. Anytime that I have something, a piece that sticks out, that's not tamim, then I have bits and pieces. When it has all the parts that a seh is supposed to have, it is one unit and it's a seh. Mitzvasi bezachav loy b'nekeva ki ha'achtus huminatzura v'achiluk huminachayme. So why did it have to be zachar? So the this is the morale's an Indian that he says in a lot of places. A Zohar is considered more tzura than Chomer. Lamashal, when you create a child, the Zriya of the Zohar is almost imperceptible in terms of the time, in terms of the volume. The woman is the one that gives it the shape and the fullness. The baby comes out a full baby in the mother's womb. The mother is more shaykh to the world of Chaymer, and the man is more shaykh to the world of Tzura. So he says, all chiluk lies in Chaymer rather than Tzura, like we explained before. When I look at this table, in as much as it's a concept of a table, it's one item. If I can describe it with one word, table, that's the Tzura Shabbai. If I need to describe the Chaymer, there's wood, there's formica, there's metal, etc. So in the achdus of something lies in its tzura, its chilukim lies in its chayma. But those of Mufnei Shazoch Yisrael Lechach HaPesach Eir Bo Rak Maschar V'chein Al Toich Ben Eno O Boshem V'boshem Kim Tzi Eish HaKol In Yazeh K'abishol B'mayim V'shar Mashen Chalof Chav Mispardin. This is other say it also. When you cook something, it tends to fall apart. When you roast something, it becomes firmer and more one entity. It can eat it raw, you have to eat it roasted. That's the appropriate carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It is 1 for 1. Ve'oit kvar amarnu pam rabbi is kamayim l'nikar b'kosev rak b'loshen rabbim. This is another Indian Torah says in a lot of places. You find that water is never, there is no word in Loshen Kodesh for a singular drop of water. It's mayim. Whether it's a lot of mayim, a little mayim, it's still mayim. And the reason is because the metzias of water is berabim. It has no metzias as a yochid. So cooking it gives it a chelik of the metzias of mayim, which is rabim. That's why water tends to take things apart. Mayim, by its nature, is not one. Since water is the source where the first chaymer of the bria was taken from, that's why it has that tzura. Lekach korban azeh hamoyer al achtus osa levashel b'mayim v'chol mashke shukimu amayim v'dozim muflag v'tevineu. So everything about the hachana of the korban pesach carried the same traits of keeping it as chaticha achas, of keeping it as one unit. V'cheini says, etzem le'sishbo gam kein davazeh, shema yeshev etzem bepesach, hoya zeh choluk upirud davar she'ein tzorach l'achila. Breaking it would also be, if there would be a heter to be sheva etzem, you'd have the same problem. Ki af agav she'oich la'basar she'roi l'achila, ein zeh chiluk upirud, mipnei she'hu oimed l'achila. So the meat itself, when you're eating, you're obviously not going to swallow the whole meat in one shot. But at least, but that's the derech achila. But the ma'aseh, but the atzomes give it its tzura. It's relating back to what we said before. We said that the zohar gives the atzomes to the. It says that the zohar puts in the leaven of the atzomes in the vlad. The atzomes are what give the thing its unifying structure. So that there can't be shvira. Like we said before, that sumus is what gives it, it's like the overriding structure that gives it its cloistic metzias. So taking any part of it and breaking it is breaking that cloistic metzias. So this is the klal we said before. This is the klal he's saying. It everything about the Korban Pesach has to be one, because that's the teichen of Korban Pesach. It's when Klal Yisrael turn towards Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai Yisrael because they're Echad. Ke'avoida Zeh Yisrael Mitzad Ha'achdus Shei Yisbarach Echad. Ulekach Bocha Bo'uma Yechidi Gam Ken Kim Shei Yochid. Ve'oid Ke'akorma Zeh Hu Ika Avoida Shei Yisbarach Elokeim Shei Yisrael Vu Yochid Balakusei Ulekach HaKorma Zeh Tzorach Shei Yeh Echad. This is a very interesting point. He's asking a kasha now. Since all korbanos are coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, why don't you find any of these requirements to be in other korbanos? All korbanos are going to Hashem. Hashem is Echad. You should need it. So the Maral makes the point the following. Every single carbon that we bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something specific. A person did chet, a person's chayv hoidoya, a person's shlomim, whatever it is, the person is doing something that is, it has in itself a certain other tachlis. We bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, that's true. But that's not the teichen of the carbon. The teichen of carbon Pesach is that we took HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a God. It's an extraordinary stam. It's an extraordinary zbeinus. When we brought Korban Pesach, we celebrated the fact that we were beicha b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the nekuda that's unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being echad is the dominant characteristic of the Korban that we have here. Olakach HaKorban Zetzach She Echad. It's not avoid itself. In other words, the avoid of every carbon is not the carbon that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of us taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a lekim. This is called avoid because this is the heart of all carbonists. And that's why there's so many dinim that relate to this carbon, because it's the heart of Avoda. Olekach carbon zehu lelakusay sparach vu echad belakusay. V'chein, he says one more thing, shchitas ha-carbon achachat zois, moire zeh la-achdus, k'ma shizbar l'mayla pek shloshim v'sheish. The reason why Shech after chatzois, he says something very interesting also, just like we saw, the Maral says that Bein Hashmoshes, we saw in Derech Chaim, the Maila Bein Hashmoshes is that there's a certain Eruvei Tchumen of 2 days. It has the flavor of 2 days in it. After Chatzois is called already Be'erev because it's heading towards the night. So the time in a bigger scale that you can say has in itself of Yom and of Laila is Erev. So Shechitas Korban was after Chatzos because Bein Arbayim is the time when it's a later part of the afternoon where it has the Tarevis of both Yom and Laila. So there's the sense of Achdus in time also. So the point of all of the different nekudas is to bring out this point, because that is the toikev, that's the ikar nekuda here. We took HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning the nekuda that we were megala, that comes to us as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this nekuda of achdus, of echad, and that's the toikev of the carbon. Okay, we'll hold it here.